Yes, and then we go on next part here. Yeah. Last we heard, then when will you surrender this record? I asked. Omni answered, you will see still great transformations in the world in which you live. Changes that in many cases will arrive with pain. Yet do not be alarmed, because up to the last moment you will be assisted, and as long as there is time, there will be experiences in the four directions of your world that will serve to shake up more consciousness. Moreover, you will access such knowledge when your preparation has been completed, and by this awaken a new man in the depths of your being. This period will arrive before the end of the second millennium, toward which you're moving in your conceptual time. Although this archive is partially safeguarded by us now, in the future you shall not receive it from our hands, but from the hands of the Earth's internal positive government. Such is the purpose of the program prepared by the 24 elders that rule over the destiny of the galaxy, a program in which 39 members of the Confederation, originating from different worlds, were assigned to assist you. This effort is oriented to strengthen, in the shortest time possible, the contact with the internal hierarchy or Earth's great white brotherhood, with which we are also committed our lives in unison at the service of evolution itself. Then I thought to myself, 49 beings, will I get to meet them all? Not only will you get to know some in this period of time, but many you will meet again. That answer left me somewhat confused for an instant, for which only continued. Certainly, many of you who are participating in these contact experiences have already been located by us in several previous lifetimes, and we have conducted an observation of your development until this time. Do you now realize why so many of the people and places that you have encountered here seem to so familiar to you? Reincarnation not only exists, but it has become one of the most effective tools for spiritual growth. This is because through the reincarnation process, the being experiences and acquires knowledge. During this process, the being utilizes the physical body as long as he needs it to learn and to develop from his interaction with others. In this way, as higher states of evolution are reached, the body becomes less dense and more sensitive due to the high degree of molecular acceleration in which it begins to function. Many questions flooded my mind as I entertained fixed thoughts with respect to life and death. In the meantime, the dialogue continued revealing more answers. The Master mentioned that, creation was and is and will be because time, as you know, does not exist. In this way, the being in the course of the infinite thoughts of evolution make of matters and, in this particular case, of a vehicle of molecular organic mass, which is also called a physical body. In a way, this is similar to your need of using clothing in order to leave your homes every day. When that body has accomplished his mission, the process of dying, as you know, has arrived, and you simply change it for a new one. This process is repeated in natural manner as a transition, as long as there are more experiences to be assimilated in the different planes and the dimensions through which the path to perfection moves. Has it occurred to you upon earth that when you find yourselves in certain places or situations, you get the distinct impression of having experienced them before? Well, many of you incarnate again in the same towns and cities where you lived before, and you have to face similar situations, but in different conditions, in order to settle within the grand scale of universal law. Those engagements and mistakes that were committed. It is important for you to be conscious of very important principles of life known as cause and effect. This means that for every action there is a reaction of equal intensity. Everything that you do creates an effect, and you reap all positive or negative actions committed according always to the attitude that, in the long run, create in your personal world an environment of harmony or of hopelessness, or dharma, or of karma. Do you now understand the need to change every negative aspect of your lives with actions that will allow you to build positively in your surroundings? For this reason, it is of a priority to restructure your values according to the principles of life that each of you possess within, but about which most of you ignore because your attention has always focused on the effect, the temporary, or that which is human. Now it is time for you to focus on the origin of all manifestation, on the cause which is the divine. Then you will rediscover a new world that was neither far away nor outside of yourselves. You will rediscover new purposes for which to live, and, as you do it, you will have consummated in your own depths the birth of a new man. One by one, those words answered all my questions, inasmuch as they gave way to new ones. Then the concept of reincarnation returned to my mind once again. How did we know each other in the past? And in what time did this take place? I asked him. Omuni answered, the answers will come to your mind as a product of your own discipline, allowing you to be fully aware of your present reality. As this happens, you will be able to willfully control the dormant potentials inside of you. This will permit you to access, through a process of visualization, your inner archives, to examine a past in which we were given the permission to initiate this contact. For now, consider the following. the longevity of our species is far greater than yours. Since we have been able to eliminate from our environment every type of illness. Also, our bodies are not subject to toxic environments, and the nourishment they get is adequately treated for their perfect organic function. This is why an average of 50 of your ears are equivalent to about 7 of ours. Furthermore, if one believes that he requires of more time to complete his mission, he is subjected to a simple and effective, top page 38, effective cellular regeneration treatment. This makes the process of ending incarnation a totally conscious step from one state to another. Are you now able to understand how it is possible for us to monitor and to establish different contacts with you since the past? Basically, what you are now living is the next logical step of a task that has been developed for a long time. Certainly, in the past, many of you were brought here, and also many of you lived in the cities where the 49 guides or members instructed to develop these contacts upon upon your planet, I think it should be. For this reason, be aware that in each introspective assignment you will reawaken a knowledge which was hidden but always close to you. Now, my brother, go with the awareness of the real meaning of this preparation in order to fulfill the final purpose of the contact. In this way, the time set for the great encounter with the White Brotherhood of your world will be shortened. The Brotherhood will also be expectant of the achievements that, as a group, you will be able to materialize each day for the dawn of the new era. This dialogue has captured my individual attention, but when Omni finished his last phrase, I then turned my eyes to the right where I could see Zenon, who began to say, "Already the time for this encounter is almost over, therefore we should return now." As he said this, I asked myself, will I ever return? And Omni interceded once more, answered, "On the path of light of truth, farewell never exists but always and until each present moment. Because within the confines of the unmeasurable of the eternal, we are all truly united. Therefore, only a thought from you is needed to be by your side, but now many other roads await for you to travel. There are also many other brothers to get to know here and there, and until the day many more encounters will take place. These encounters will allow you to remember and to live many things, not only in this city, but in other cities as well, since these experiences will be necessary for you to regain the degree of maturity once again." It was at this point that Omni, smiling, raising his right arm and extended it in my direction as if he wanted to project something to me. Although I did not see anything, I felt what seemed like a very gentle and special energy that announce the end of this encounter. At this point, Zenon gently led me to the exit of that chamber. An instant before leaving, I turned towards Omuni and simply said, "I will see you again soon." Zenon was by my side as we made our way to the exit of that small room and arrived to the circular connecting chamber where we had been before. It was now at that point that Zenon, sensing as always my thoughts, said, "Yes, you are correct. Nothing that we have lived was causal. On the contrary, everything obeys a cause, and this particular experience has been carefully planned for a long time. Even we have been prepared for more than 500 of your years in order to be able to approach you. In fact, we graduated from what you would call an academy for guides. It's a place where we assimilated the greatest amount of details about human behavior and about communication techniques. In this way, we became what you will call mental doctors or communications technicians, or in other words, guides capable of offering you support through the process of transformation that you are now experiencing." Then they asked, "Where are the other guides?" And he answered, "Each one has an assigned task and contacts to support and develop in different countries of your world. Our experiences with you are not necessarily equal to those of others, for, as you know, each person requires something different, because you are all different. Many of us who are in a mission to Earth live a certain period of time inside bases that were built a long time ago. These bases that are located in different places of your continents and oceans, in fact, two of them are located relative near your city." This information really surprised me, making me question a little further, which bases are these? Zenon responded with his characteristic good mood. "One of the bases is called Runa, and it's located in the northeast of the mountain, as you know as Illimani. Its function is oriented towards research and towards extracting certain minerals needed in the interior of the Confederation. The other base, which is very special for us, is located in a very important sanctuary and energetic center necessary for the positive development of your humanity. This sanctuary is known as the lake, and it's a place in which you will know and understand the real meaning of what I'm telling you now. Now, each one of us who prepared as guides belong to a different groups of origin as follows. 15 of our members come from a world we know as Apu, which is located in Alpha Centauri, at an approximate distance of 4.3 light years from Earth. There will be an opportunity for you to learn about them and to see for yourself those differences that your mind imagines. Please keep in mind that you won't find anything strange, because there isn't anything that is strange. Even more, you will be surprised to verify in due time the genetic relationship that you have with many of the civilizations that arrived a long time ago to this system. Here in Moreland, we have 14 members assigned to help you in contact missions, and whose origin, as you know, is in the constellation of Orion. Then 19 guides from the second planet of the system, Venus, also are participants in this program. Yes, you heard correctly, it's Venus, which we call Ceres. They have been positively influencing the development of your humanity for a long time, and there are many legends and myths that mention this, especially those formed during the development of the first American Indian cultures. When I heard this, the image of the doorway of the sun located in Tiwanaku came to my mind. Also, I remember hearing before that these 9 ruins contain what could be a Venusian calendar. Certainly, he said, you can find within Andean archaeology many vestiges of your presence, on our presence, especially the Venusian civilization. For example, you can verify this through a mythical story about the origin of the Inca Empire. This story speaks of the children of the sun who emerged from the lake. Well, they were actually Venusians, and you will be able to know more about this when the contact with those guides is established in a more direct way as it relates to your work. Then you will know for sure that one of their unique characteristics, besides their physical appearance, is their cosmic names. These generally harmonize with their whole civilization and end of the syllable ak, as in Manco Capac. At this point I said, up to now we have counted 48 guides, for what I deduce that the 49th guide is ... Yes, that one is me, he said. We had reached the entrance to the tunnels, and once again my view was filled with the majestic presence of Jupiter and of Moreland's crystal city. I could see in the horizon 2 ships traveling in very much the same way as those I had seen in the high plateaus of La Place. And this reminded me of the campground and those friends who were waiting for me. The experience had come to an end, and it was no time to return. When we found ourselves at the outskirts of the city, once more before the presence of the interdimensional doorway, Zenon placed his hand on my left shoulder and said, do not lose the rhythm of your preparation, since that you have just lived is not an end, but a great beginning in which you will be able to integrate and to consecrate yourself to the divine spirit. Now all of your humanity has been called to that change that will end in your being born inside a new and shining light. This will take place on the precise day when, together with the signs of the final times, the new dawn arrives. When this last thought reached me, I felt the strange magnetism that pulled me to into the interior of the dome of energy. Inside I saw nothing but an intense light. The sensation and everything else that I had lived before repeated until I reappeared, stepping out of the luminous spheres to see once again an usually starry high sky above me. Everything had been accomplished as anticipated, and as I still kept those intense feelings generated by this fantastic trip. I saw how the ship that had been controlled in the projection of energy began to withdraw. It ascended slowly until it disappeared in the firmament, while the Sendra also lost its shapes and brightness until it completely disappeared. What a big surprise to find that the experience had taken only 15 to 20 minutes, when I believed it had lasted for at least 2 hours. Then I thought that that time was all so relative that certainly that very capable of controlling it. Also at that moment I remembered what they had once told me. You will receive much information in a short period of time. That was done page 40 and end of chapter 4. Next is chapter 5, which will be read on a separate audio file.